everybody is at first. But then I kind of hit the valley of everything was slow, and I had these DTs, but nothing was really working out. So then we actually, our oldest son had a couple complications, and so we took off November and December, and then I had one girl join my team and took off, and that happened in January, and from January till now, we have, in the last 30 days, we added 23 distributors to my team.
Oh, my gosh.
And our my volume, with the help of my team, has went from $3,000 last month to $12,606 right now in 1 month.
$3,000 to $12,000. Wow.
So that's kind of the momentum. It just took one person, and it's one of those things now. But to get to that point, I had to stop and refocus and really, why was I doing this? Because when I started, I didn't have that why. And now that I have that why is what mainly drives me every single day. And the team members underneath me, when I stopped and took that break, it made me realize that it works. Leaders are a family by blood. But I help my family every day, and I look at my team members as being part of my family. So I just constantly stay in contact with them. They something that works for me is on the first of every month, they know they're going to get an email from me that tells me what I expect is their promotion. Now, if they go above and beyond or tell me that they want more than that, then we see that they get there. But that has just been something that's worked for us. But the main thing, too, is just staying in contact with them and making sure that they have what they need and helping them with questions and that kind of thing. So that's just, in the last month, has been what worked for me.
Yeah, so a couple things stand out to me as you share that. And we'll get to it again next month, but really that why talk, the why of what we're doing, you know, connecting our heart with our mind, which our mind is the business end, and our heart is what pushes us. And so you said you weren't connected with your why before. So when you started, did you kind of have the attitude of, hey, we're going to see how it goes, we're going to see what happens? And then that shifted to something to push you forward, or what happened between those two things?
Yeah, it was one of those things, too, where at first I was like, oh, this is a fun business. I've been in in-home business before, but, you know, I did it for a little while. It didn't really work out, that kind of thing. But then once I got that, I kept seeing people post that, well, this is my why, this is my why. And I got to thinking, you know, what is my why with this business? And until I identify that why, I'm not going to have a drive behind me, which therefore my team won't have a drive if I'm not driven. So once I finally, that clicked in my head, and really it was just watching people post on like Facebook, well, I'm doing this because. And then once I established that why in my business is when it really hit me and took off. And I actually last month had all of my downlines send me their whys, because their whys are also part of my why. So, but.
Yeah, do you mind sharing what your why is?
My why, actually, I have three boys, 8, 4, and 18 months. And my mom is a travel agent, and my kids love Disney World. They go, my mom takes every grandchild when they turn 5. And so my oldest, we did go 3 years ago. But as a parent, and she fronts the bill. But as an accomplishment for me as a stay-at-home mom that I wanted to do was to be able to take them every year and me pay for it. So not only that, like we just want their, my husband and I, there are so many things we let the kids pick things that they want in life. And one thing is to pay off our house. And so we decided that we would not probably build another house. We would probably just buy another house at the beach. So that would be our driven behind paying off our house first. So those are kind of the key whys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, and you do. You have to have something that gets you up in the morning and something that drives you forward. And Pam mentioned that at the boot camp. She said the cursed hows. People are always worried about how they're going to get there, How am I going to do it? You know, they have all these questions, but what they're forgetting is in the how of it is why we are doing it. And so I think that's a really good example of you need to plug into yourself and give yourself a purpose, because that's what's going to wake you up in the morning. In the bottom line, having a list to check off every day, that doesn't get us out of bed, you know, just to kind of get through the day and do the things that we're supposed to do. But when we have a purpose behind it and we have a reason, that kind of propels us forward, I think. The other thing you said is, you know, your team, their whys are your whys, and you are in contact with them. And so you really shifted gears from a distributor thinking to leadership thinking and raising, now working to raise other people to be leaders. How do you feel like that shift has taken place for you? Can you see that?
Yeah. And I mean, even if it's just, I mean, some of the people on my team, they don't have a whole lot of time to do the business full time. And they're just taking baby steps, and that's something that I try to work with them on. And it may not even be a daily basis, but I try to contact my entire downline and at least once a week. Some of them I do talk to every single day, but I have a group, well, two groups now, out of state, so going to see them. But also we took a weekend and just went and met with new distributors that were on my team 2 weeks ago and did their first parties for them. So that's something, too, that I think once you establish your why, that that's a big part of driving your business. But then once you figure out that you can help others establish their whys, then it's just that much more of a blessing for you to do this business.
Yeah, that's true. And no excuses. You have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the last one, I don't care, he'd be five, but really you do technically have a baby. And so how do you balance this? How do you do this with, you know, I know that being a stay-at-home working mom now, it has its challenges, because people think that you're going to be able to do whatever you want to do, but you can't when you have needs to meet every day with your children. So how do you balance that?
I think one key thing that we did was the older two that are 8 and 4 is we sat them down and did the why board with them, you know, explained to them that this is why mommy, if she says, you know, let me take this phone call or, you know, things like that, that this is why, because this is what we want for our family. And they were in on it totally. With the baby at 18 months who doesn't really understand all that yet, a lot of the work that I do is either during nap time. We have started a new earlier bedtime so that I could have at least an hour before 9 o'clock to, make a couple phone calls, that kind of thing. Constantly emails, things like that, even text messages is stuff that I can do even when I'm sitting there playing with him on the floor. But, that's just kind of how we balance it. But my husband has really been supportive as far as, taking on the leadership role for, you know, making this work when I have a party or going to help another distributor with a party, that kind of thing. So, and it's all about the why, and it's hard work in the beginning, but it pays off in the end.
Well, that's awesome. I'm really, really excited for you. I just saw you coming out of the gate, you know, this year, technically this year, right? 2012.
Yeah.
And I know that Alicia has just made numerous positive remarks about you and just how proud you are and what a blessing you are to the team. And so thank you so much for getting on and sharing. And I'm really excited for you. I think that it's just going to be a crazy year for you. I think you've just gotten started. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Katie Hines is our next mystery distributor. And Katie, are you on?
I sure am.
All right. Katie, I love Katie because she is sure and steady wins the race. This girl, she can tell you herself, and she can tell you all the details about it. But she is just determined. She is so positive. You know, she's had moments where signed up distributors that just really probably shouldn't have signed up in the first place. They just weren't all in. And she is so, so positive, and I love that about Katie. And I'm so glad that she's on this journey with us. And so, Katie, would you share a little bit about your story? When did you sign up?
I signed up on April 1st, on April Fool's Day. And
yeah, tell your story.
And it's the joke was on me. I signed up. I had no idea what It Works was. As all I knew, it was this wrap. And I did not think it worked because it was called It Works. And we left to go on vacation, and I talked back and forth with Nikki. My kit didn't get before we left to go on vacation in Florida. And as soon as we got to the airport, the first thing that I see when we leave the airport is the picture of the lady with the belly, with her belly with the wrap on it. And my husband had told me before we left that I cannot sign up to sell this. So I'm sitting there in the rental car, like, looking down, and he goes, "Is that that wrap you told me about?" And I was like, yeah, it looks like it. And I will let you know, we flew into Sarasota. And this, what I didn't realize at that time is when we flew in that weekend was It Works' actual first green carpet event ever. Now, I wish I would have known that because I wish I would have gone. But I didn't. And I did not tell anybody that I had found It Works. I did not tell my husband for a while. And I didn't tell any of my friends. We got home from vacation. I got my kit. And I didn't even take a picture. I didn't measure before I put my first wrap on because I didn't read the instructions. Because I had no intention of selling this product. And I was amazed. It worked. My stretch marks almost went away, and I was sold. So the only problem was, the only product I knew about was the body applicator. And we had all of these supplements that I knew nothing about. So I couldn't tell anybody about it until I taught myself about it. So it was about, I would say, around June. It was a good 2 months. And Nikki just kind of hung in there with me. She would call me, and every time I'd see her number come up on my phone, I kind of cringe because I'm like, I'm not selling this. I am not selling this. And but I'd pick it up, and I'd talk to her. And then I got the word out. I started just talking to some people about it, and I'd ordered my product flyers. And I went and I thought that I would do an open house. Somebody has invited me to do an open house with a couple other vendors. And I went there and I set my table up and I was just telling them about, you know, how I use the product. And the next thing I know, I ended up with like 4 or 5 oils in my first event. And I'm like, huh, I'll do something here, I think. So the more I use the products, the more I felt better about myself. And the more, I mean, it was just amazing. It was life changing, and I've never looked back. Since that point, I just never looked back, and I haven't focused on, you know, how fast I can build my team. It is more about sharing the product with the people, and when I share the product with my customers, then they fall in love with the product just like I have. Because I don't want them just to sell a body wrap. I want them to love the body wrap, and then they're going to be able to sell it. And they're not going to have to worry about selling it. With me and my team, I talk to them all the time. They know if they call. And if I don't answer my phone, they usually know that within about 5 minutes they're going to be getting a phone call back. Like Jody, my husband has been very, very supportive of me. He's behind me 100%. One of my big moments was right before conference in January. He found my credit card statement where I bought my conference ticket. And he was like, oh. He was like, well, what'd you buy that for? So I explained to him the whole, you know, I wasn't out anything because I got the $149 in free products. So I said, that's why I did it. I said, I really wasn't planning on going. Well, it was about 2 weeks before conference, he says, so why don't we go to conference, not just me go by myself, but he wanted to go with me. And that was huge. And we have three kids, 9, 6, and 3. Mitchell just turned 3. And we just don't leave our kids like that. So it was a huge experience to see him to come with me and to see him interested in all of the products and all of the information just as much as what I was. So I'm glad that I found it. I do think that the company was a godsend. I don't think I would have ever found it or came across it. Probably not when I did, maybe a little bit later. But it's just, I think everything happens for a reason, and there's a time for everything.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and I love that you said, you know, that I'm not selling it. And we hear all the time, don't we, from other people, and it works, that we say, we're not selling, we're sharing. We're sharing it. And really the bottom line is you just have to try it. We overcomplicate things. And I think the reason that Katie has been so successful is because she doesn't overcomplicate it. It's just, you know, this is what I have, and you have to try it. And we don't get bogged down with the details. You just go out and do it. And I love that you have absolutely not sold it. and I love that it works made you a believer. It kind of worked its magic on you. And then you went forward with that. Yeah. And the other thing I do notice, though, Katie, I mean, in the last few months, you've really turned up the volume on this business for yourself, because you've been having a lot of things on the books. You have been scheduling your time. And I'll tell you what, Katie's been over-scheduling her time. She is just like, I don't know when you started bleeding green, but it was sometime this, you know, late fall, and you just started bleeding green, didn't you?
Yes. Well, and it's so funny because when I came in, I remember my first conversation with Lisa Hanselman, and I had bought, and I don't know, they were some cute pink bags or something, and I was all excited about my cute pink bags, and Lisa was like, oh, well, that's really nice, but, you know, what about green? And I was like, oh, okay. So then I did. I went out and I bought myself some green bags after she said that. but it's funny how, you know, you don't even realize little things like that. But, yeah, I mean, you do. You do. You bleed green. That's exactly right. So.
Yeah. And will you just share with everybody a little bit? Because I know sometimes people, you know, they get out there and they do stuff and they don't get the response that they want. So it's really easy at that point to say, oh, I have a bad market. Everybody around here, you know, either what I hear a lot of times when people want to make excuses are, oh, they've already heard of it and it's saturated, which, my goodness, this company is so way not saturated. Or I hear, oh, they've never heard of it, so nobody wants to try it. You know, it's like that. It's
right.
Like one or the other. But you booked your time a lot. You started doing a lot of expos and a lot of parties and doing things like that. And you didn't see a return really right away, did you? I mean, it took a little bit of time for that to filter in. How was that?
No. Well, it's what I did is once I decided that, yes, I was going to do this and I was going to put my time and my energy into making this work. And one of the big things in my turning point is when I signed up in April, Nikki had just been promoted diamond. And actually in my magazine, in my spirit magazine that came in my kit, her and Chris's pictures in my magazine as a ruby. And here I am sitting here looking at this and watching Nikki's success and watching Shannon's success. And Denise Walsh had just promoted to triple diamond when I started. And watching these ladies and how quickly their businesses are growing and taking off, I mean, it was completely amazing to watch it. It was completely inspiring. And I thought, I'm like, I mean, I felt silly because I'm like, here I am kind of giving myself like, it was an excuse to not put it out there. And I'm thinking, I'm like, here these ladies are in Michigan where this company is originated at, and look at their successes. I'm in a place where nobody has ever heard of it. And so is what I decided is all of my bonuses for, I gave it a year. I mean, my husband, we talked about it, and we gave it a year. And all of the money that, all my money that I made from It Works went right back into my business. And it's, I've even put a little bit more in than that, but that was my decision to do that. But it is now, I mean, it's now 8 months down the line, and it is starting to shoot out of the gates and take off and flourish, and it's well worth it. But I had to be willing to put it out there and get it out there. I remember it was probably 2 or 3 months ago. I was at an event, and I got called a scam artist. I had a guy who came up, asked me 1,001 questions, and he called me a scam artist. And I just thanked him for his time, and I gave him some information, and I said, you know, please look it over. I am not a scam artist. I'm a real person, and I use the products myself. But, I mean, I think I've heard it all. I mean, I really think I've heard it all now. And It's not a scam. It's real, and it's absolutely amazing. But you do, if you're in an area that has not heard of it, then the only way to make it work is to get it out there. And, you know, some of my closest friends, still they haven't tried it. And it's not because they don't believe in it. They're just very skeptical because they've never heard of it. When I go out and when I do an event in my area, I may have one person out of several hundred people who have heard of It Works.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I think, I honestly think it would be easier if they had actually heard of it a little bit.
Well, do you know what Cammie calls people like you that are the only people in their neck of the woods?
What?
They call you ambassador. Because here is the thing. We are just going to blow the roof off this business. And you know what? You stick with it. The only way, you know this, I mean, and for everybody else, the only way that we are going to fail is if we don't try. And Cammie, I was just talking with Alicia Demony tonight or today on the phone, and she had the privilege of having Cammie Dempsey come do a big team training and opportunity meeting party with her, and talking about different people on the team, and some people are in remote locations, and she was like, my gosh, she's like, if you have a distributor that doesn't have anybody around them that sells this, those people are ambassadors. And they better realize what they have on their hands, because we live in an area where people do hear of it. You know, here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, people have heard of it. But still, I run into people all the time that haven't. So the market that you have in your hands is just exceptional. It really is. And you have the right attitude to go out and get it. And I'm really excited for you, Katie. I'm really, really proud of you. I see the growth that you've had, and I want nothing for the best for you and your business and for Bill, and it's been a fun ride. It's been a great journey. So,
yeah. And I'm excited for my team because they just don't even know what's ahead for them. So
they don't, and you're gonna take them in the right direction. And both Jody and Katie are looking at they're gonna be flipping over to Diamond real soon. And so I'm just so excited for them to start getting paid for the leadership that they demonstrate to their team and the integrity that they show with everybody in their downline. So thank you, Katie, and thank you, Jody, so much for being on the call. I hope it wasn't too nerve-wracking for you.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, you're welcome. All right, guys, quick before I open up the line to everybody, I just want to remind everybody that the $99 promo does end at 11:59 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, February 29th. We get an extra day this year to grow our business leap year, so utilize that extra day. 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's got to be a cutoff in one time, and so it's the Eastern time zone in which corporate is. And so, you know, go out there, share your opportunity, touch base, follow up with people. And you know what, most importantly, don't neglect those that you brought in. You know, we always want to build new, but don't forget about the people that put you to where you are and the people that are in your downline and are looking to you for guidance and support. They need you. They want you. And so, you know, we're all here for everybody in our downline. Anybody is always available, free to contact me or Chris, my husband, and anybody else in between at any time. So I'm going to open up the call, see if we have any questions, or we can just say goodnight, because I know you guys have another busy 24 hours ahead of you. All right, guys, you are unmuted. Does anybody have any questions or comments or wahoos?
Yeah, this is Trinity, and I